Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of The Comic Source. I'm your host, Jace. This episode is part two of Behind the Scenes, Phoenix Comic Con, Phoenix Fan Fest. Attended media days recently at Square Egg Entertainment here in Phoenix and talked with a lot of the people who put on these massive pop culture events. And we're giving you all listeners a chance to learn about what it takes to put on a comic convention. So if you haven't gotten your memberships for Phoenix Fan Fest, it's coming up pretty quick, December 4th, 5th, and 6th at the University of Phoenix Stadium in Glendale, Arizona. $10 for Friday, $20 for Saturday, $15 for Sunday, $30 for all 3 days. That's for ages 13 and up. Ages 3 to 13, I believe, or 3 to 12 rather, just $5. And kids 2 and under free. So, definitely something worth checking out. As I mentioned in the last episode, a lot of people take the opportunity to do some shopping. A lot of unique gifts there for all your fellow geeks. If you have someone in your family who's interested in comics or original art or just geeky things, you can find some really cool items there. So in this part two, I'm going to be interviewing Stephanie Munoz, the marketing manager for Phoenix Comic Con and Phoenix Fan Fest. So thanks for listening, everybody, and we'll talk to you next time.
All right, this is Jace from The Comic Source. I'm here with Stephanie Munoz, marketing manager for Phoenix Comic Con and Phoenix Comic Fest. How are you doing today, Stephanie?
I am doing great. It's a great morning.
Cool, thanks for having me. We're going to do a little peek behind the curtains here of a comic convention for all our listeners out there. So let's start out with how did you get involved with Phoenix Comic Con, and if you could talk a little bit about your background, where you went to school, things like that.
So I started as a volunteer in 2012. I saw a tweet, and I had been attending Phoenix Comic Con for a couple of years, and there was something magic about it that I knew I had to be part of it more than just an attendee. So I decided that I was going to get more involved. I was going to become a volunteer. It figures that I answered a tweet to get started with this. I ended up that first year being the social media coordinator. So my focus was Facebook and Twitter primarily. And over the next couple of years, I've continued volunteering with the convention, continued working in that, and really grown social media and that community that we have online. About a year ago, last October, I came on as full-time staff for Phoenix Comic Con. So now I am marketing manager. I focus on our online presence still. It's still Facebook, Twitter, Instagram are my core focuses, but I also handle the website, webmails, press releases that go out, anything online that happens with Phoenix Comic Con. My background, I was a web designer for years. I was a web designer with GoDaddy, and it was a great environment and so much fun. And I learned the skills that I'm really putting to use here. Knowledge of how the internet works, what to expect online. Web design has definitely helped me out as well. So it's the background. There really isn't you can't go to school to run a comic book convention.
Right.
So I've learned a lot on the way and just continued my role from volunteer to now full-time employee.
And would you say this is kind of a dream job?
It is absolutely my dream job. I'm very lucky. My mom came into the offices recently and she knew what I did, but she'd always seen it in the volunteer aspect of it. It kind of hit her that this was a real job and it is a dream come true.
Okay. My next question is, do your duties have a lot of crossover with the director of marketing for the convention?
Yes. I work with Jillian, our marketing director. I work with her daily, constantly. And there's a joke that we're, even on days off, we're still talking on Facebook Messenger or in chat or texting somehow. I'm handling the online side of things, but she's overseeing our marketing efforts as a whole. So a lot of it comes with how, what do we want to promote? What do we want to put out there? And then I get to promote that information online. So we work very closely together. It helps that our offices are right next door, so we can yell at each other all day.
Are you happy with the level of growth that the convention's had over the past couple of years, both in social media and in attendance?
I'm really excited by this growth. I'm very, very happy with it because I think the community has always been there. People who are passionate about pop culture or have their thing that they love, their fandom, and now getting to come together and express that, getting together with so many other people. We're, for Phoenix Comic Con, we're looking at 75,000 people who come to the event, and that's unique attendance. We're not counting multiple badges multiple times, a four-day pass, you're still counted as that one person. So it's a lot of people who are coming to the show. And I love that so many people are coming out to the convention and are experiencing this. I'm excited that we're getting feedback. It's not just Phoenix anymore as well, that this has become a destination for people from the whole state and also from our neighboring states and nationwide. We have people from across the country who come to Phoenix Comic Con. I would love to continue to see it grow so that more people can get that experience, more people can share in everything pop culture.
Are you seeing a lot of growth as far as interaction online with through the social media? I mean, are more fans reaching out? Have you seen growth in that as well?
I think our one thing that I'm thinking of in particular is the Twitter community. With as many people as we have who attend Phoenix Comic Con, I can still interact with people on a one-on-one basis on a conversation and on Twitter. That community has exploded to more than 12,000 people now who are following us on Twitter. It's really cool to see that with Facebook, the way Facebook algorithms work, everyone talks about this, that pages get less than fewer views. One thing that we've really benefited from on Facebook, though, is that there's a fan group called the Blue Ribbon Army, it's an unofficial fan group. It's people who love Phoenix Comic Con and wanted to keep talking about it all year round. Well, they formed a group that's now well over 8,000 members.
Wow.
It's very cool to be part of that community. And then we all wear blue ribbon lanyards. Let's say Blue Ribbon Army on them. And it's part of being that social interaction that we have online. You know, we meet up at con, but throughout the year, people can still interact online. And I love seeing that growth on social media. There's definitely, a very active community on social media, and it keeps growing. And I love it. I love that it keeps growing.
Can you kind of pinpoint maybe one or two things that you can attribute the growth to? What do you think? I mean, is it through your specific efforts? Is it just pop culture's embracing the comic book and everything geek? What can you say about that?
I think it definitely has to do with the fact that comic books are now movies that are very accessible to people, and these stories that work so well in a comic book that framework, they're being translated on the screen for lots of people to enjoy. And also it helps to ignite that, well, if it came from this comic book, maybe now I want to learn more about that. Maybe now I want to go to the comic books. You know, I like this character. I want to read more about them. So the fact that there are these major studios putting out really well done movies that introduce lots of people to comic books, I think that's definitely part of the growth. As far as Phoenix Comic Con's growth in social media, one thing that I've really tried to do is we try to be transparent about Phoenix Comic Con. It's not some shadow organization that's running this. We're locals. We're a local independent convention. I keep in my head when I'm talking with people on Twitter, on Facebook, Phoenix Comic Con wants to be your geeky best friend. It's very personal. The voice is really fun, and it is a friend. It's not just this big organization, but I like to interact with comments that happen, with answering questions. I've started periscoping to show the offices and things that happen here, because we want to share this. It's all about celebrating your inner geek, discovering your inner geek, and we want to show that. So I think the fact that Phoenix Comic Con has an actual person behind the social media accounts, and I try to be a real person, not, you know, the professional role of an organization, it's not who we are. We're right. a comic book convention. So I think that has also helped foster that feeling of community and helped people interact more and be part of that community online.
I would say that's a good buzzword, if you will, or keyword, community. I feel like it is. Yeah, Phoenix Comic Con, definitely. Some of the bigger conventions I cover, it can be, as you said, very bureaucratic or it's impersonal, yeah. if you will. So, yeah, that's from my perspective, you're doing a great job. So,
Thank you.
So kudos on that. I wonder if you have any goals for the coming year, both with Fan Fest coming up next month, but then looking to the big show in 2016. Any specific goals you have laid out, you know, some level you want to reach?
When we're looking at the next show, we're always looking at making it better. We change things as we need to. One of the big things that we do after every convention is we send out a survey and we solicit feedback from our attendees, from our vendors, from volunteers, everyone. We want to know what you thought. And then we act on that. We address, if there are concerns, we want to talk about it. We don't want to sweep problems under the rug. We want to fix it. So I know in 2014, we got a lot of feedback about lines that were happening at the convention. And it's kind of hard when you have this kind of growth to be fully prepared for people who are waiting in line for a panel, for an autograph, for things like this. So we took that feedback and we really concentrated on 2015. And immediately some of the feedback that we got in that survey was, it was so much better. It was so much better. So I want to continue to do that. I want to continue to have people who come to our show year after year and say, it was so much better this year. I loved it this year. With attendance numbers, it's always nice to see attendance go up because, again, it's more people who experience it. I don't know if reaching a certain number of thousands of people is really so much a goal as putting on a well-run and enjoyable convention. There's a lot of, San Diego is well-known, and there's a lot of people who have perceptions about San Diego who won't go because it's too crowded or things, you know, you're waiting for Hall H, things like that. We don't want to be San Diego. We just want to be Phoenix Comic Con, and we want to be known for having a convention that's a lot of fun to attend and that's easy to attend, that you can come and have a great experience at. So that's my goal, is continue running a great show.
It seems like there's a show almost every weekend now. It's gotten so popular.
Yes.
Both from a practical standpoint and on an online social media presence, how do you make Phoenix Comic Con and the Fan Fest kind of stand out? Is it just you want to focus on that sense of community, or is there something beyond that that you look to do to kind of separate yourself from the crowd?
You know, we're really lucky that there is something going on every weekend. There really is a convention always happening. So there's a way to express your geek. I mean, that's what we're all about, really, is celebrating that. So I am changing a little bit of how I look at Phoenix Comic Con from an online perspective, from that community perspective. Before it was, and when I say before, I'm thinking like 2013, 2014, it was Phoenix Comic Con happens. We start volunteer meetings in January. And that's when planning kind of starts, even though really there's planning going on all year long. But what I was looking at was it starts in January. We have our show in May or June. And then we kind of disappear. We kind of lay low for a while until the next January. Now we have Fan Fest. So we go from Comic-Con in the summer. Fan Fest happens in the winter. We're working on preparing. I'm looking at it now as it's not just two shows. We stop, we start. I want to be Phoenix Comic-Con all year long in that community. So I'm thinking about what info can we talk about? I don't want to take memes that are already out there and repost them. People have seen this. People can go somewhere else and find their memes or their funny pictures that are great. Those are awesome. I love that we can share those online, but we don't need to be sharing those again. You guys are smart. You know where to find this stuff.
Right.
What I want to talk about is more info on the convention. I've been working on a series called Con 101, and it's informational articles that things that I've picked up and things that other volunteers have picked up that we know about the show, how to make get the most out of Phoenix Comic Con. So right now, I recently published a brief article on photo op info. A lot of people don't understand what a photo op is or haven't done a photo op with a guest. So I wanted to take really briefly, kind of explain, you know, it's a quick process. It's a quick photo. It's not the time for autographs. It's separate. What to expect from that. And I want to continue putting out that kind of information. You know, what are you going to find in the exhibitor floor? What we did an article, about attending Phoenix Comic Con with kids, with small kids. And we had a mom with two small children write that about what she learned and her tips and tricks. I want to continue sharing this kind of info, and sharing it all year long. We could talk about con forever. So much that we can do. We can share, you know, how to on costuming. What are people doing to, where do people finding the stuff that they make costumes from and where do they get ideas? There's so much we can be talking about. I want to continue talking about that all year long. It's not just a show in the summer, a show in the winter, but let's, you know, how do we show our geek every day? What are we doing all the time? So I'm definitely thinking about that. And it is a continuous process. It is something that's always going on.
Yeah, it always amazes me. I know what I'm doing when I go to a convention. I've covered enough of them. But it must show, because I always get people that come up to me asking me questions. And it always, some of the questions they ask are so basic. And that's fine. I'm happy to help them out. But I always feel like by putting out articles like that, mm-hmm. do a little research for yourself. You're only going to, as a convention goer, as a guest, you're only going to make your experience better.
Yes.
The more information you have, you know, forewarned is forearmed, I guess you could say.
Oh, yeah.
So my last question is, what do you think you can do to reach those people that maybe are more of a casual fan to get that information in their hands so they can have a better experience? What are the tools that you use to kind of get them on? To go do a little research, to check out the Twitter, to check out the Facebook, things like that.
Our street team is amazing. Our street team, they go to events throughout the Valley and also in Tucson, and they talk about Comic-Con with people who are at events that generally aren't really comic book related. We have an event coming up, at a Harley Davidson store soon. They're doing a giant festival. We're going to be part of that. So it's reaching new people, talking to them, and we always have things to give away too, buttons and flyers and bookmarks with all of our info on them so that they can look it up and connect online. We're expanding, trying different things on Facebook. Trying different things to work with Facebook. Maybe, you know, and I'm always testing things. What happens if I post less? What happens if I post more? What happens if we do an ad and we target these people? And how do we get, you know, what if I change the order of the words? Does it engage people more? And because I want more people to know that, yes, Phoenix has a Comic-Con and it's awesome. So I'm trying that. Another thing that we're adding is we are adding a blog to our website. So we have a place for these articles to go and a resource for people to go through and find that info, have it all cataloged for them. So working with online methods and then also our street team getting them out there as much as we can, at all different kinds of events. So I think that's a great way for us to reach people. That and continuing to be the geeky best friend. Just continuing that personality. I'm hoping that it draws people in and they'll have fun online and they'll want to come experience that fun with us.
Well, here at the Comic Source, we always say that we believe there's a comic book for everyone.
Yes.
It's just a matter of getting the right book in the right person's hands. And I feel like, especially with the great job that Phoenix Comic Con does, there's something at the con for everyone. No matter if it's, you're into the comics, you're into the sci-fi, you love The Walking Dead on TV, you love to dress up, you like to check out, you know, cool cars like the Jurassic Park Jeep or the DeLorean or Knight Rider. It's all there. It's all there at Phoenix Comic Con.
There really is something for everyone. And people ask, what day should I go? And I go, well, all four.
Exactly.
I don't know what you mean, what day, because there's so much. There's no way you could see it all, but there's definitely something you're going to find.
That's right. So we hope you listeners, if you haven't been to the Phoenix Comic Con or Phoenix Fan Fest, definitely check it out.
Yes.
Thanks for your time, Stephanie.
Thank you.